clear chilly. We'll go down to 38 by first thing on Wednesday morning. Actually, tomorrow is the first day of spring. Sunshine warmer, high 67. Spring officially starting, 4:58 p.m., the vernal equinox. And how about a full moon on Wednesday night, too? Thursday, high temperature maybe close to 70. I think we'll be in the low 70s Friday and the mid-70s Saturday, a nearly perfect pattern. Meanwhile, though, the pollen count still in the high range right on through the end of the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
I always dreamed of a house full of kids. Noisy, happy, and filled with laughter. A home where we connect as a family. One that connects us to the community. Well, thanks to Guardian Credit Union, we got a house. We got our connection. We've put down roots, and we are home.
Hey, Mom, go check out my room.
Okay, I'm coming.
Connect family with a Guardian home loan. Apply online at myguardiancu.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 912757.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Guys, welcome back in 5 minutes after 10 o'clock. Talking to Jeff Moore about some of our regular callers. They have regular callers up in Huntsville, too.
Not as many, apparently. Not as many. At least not yet.
We've got a pretty good cast of characters that call in here. And we've had a couple of show get-togethers where we show up somewhere. I mean, one of them was not long after we were on air. It was March. We were on air, and we started in July, and in the following March, we had a get-together, and like 100 people showed up. And I was expecting maybe 20. It was a little overwhelming, but we got to meet just about all the regular callers that day up to that point. And then, what was it, last year or 2 years ago, we had another one in April?
Yeah, we need
Trisha
to have
put that together.
We'll have one in July.
We have to, a five-year anniversary.
Five-year anniversary.
Trisha, if you're listening, can you plan that one, too?
Same budget. We'll make it work.
We can do the same budget.
We can do a better budget.
All right, double the budget, Trisha.
I'll kick in.
All right, double the budget, Trisha. We'll do the we'll do a $2,000 party instead of a $1,000 party. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in, 272-9228. Jeff was marveling at our award-winning bumper music, so we switched from rock and roll to 70s pop and soul.
It's a good transition.
It's a great transition. It's a great transition. Guys, don't forget that Heirloom Jewelers is closed all this week. He's on a buying spree. My man Troop Booth is on a buying spree. Not sure exactly where he went. I know he went to Miami last time. He was in L.A. the time
does
before that.
Does he have kids?
He does.
He maybe went to Disney World on him.
You think that's what he did? They tell everybody he's going on a buying spree? Yeah. I don't know what the hell he did. He told me he's going on a buying spree. Now, maybe you can buy antique heirloom quality jewelry at Disney World.
I'm sure.
You know, it's the happiest place on earth. Maybe it's a place where you go and you buy some stuff. Speaking of regulars, Clint's on the hold. But get by there next week. This is the week to ransack your place. There are very few places in the state of Alabama where you can do what you can do at Heirloom Jewelers, which is find jewelry that you don't wear as much anymore. Get over to Heirloom Jewelers, and he will give you top dollar for it in the most honest, open, and transparent process imaginable. He's a GIA gemological genius, a GIA certified diamond specialist, and he's going to put that knowledge to work for you. You've never seen anything like it, I promise. Go by there when you get a chance. Troop Booth, Heirloom Jewelers. On Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road, across from Do Re Mi Karaoke. Clint.
Good day, guys.
Hey, Clint.
Hey, Clint.
How you doing? Good.
Doing well.
Hey, I listened to Pocahontas. You know, she's running for president.
Correct.
Yes.
And one of her bases is to do away with the Electoral College.
Uh-huh.
Now, has Bernie Sanders said anything about that?
Well, you know, it's funny. Democrats lose the election, and now they want to lower the voting age to 16, do away with the Electoral College, pack the Supreme Court. They're all advocating packing the Supreme Court. I don't know if you've been following this. It's pretty outrageous.
Yeah.
We haven't said anything about it, but yeah, we followed it.
And this guy from Texas that lost to
Cruz.
Yeah. You know, he's running on climate change.
Uh-huh.
These Dems are crazy.
Listen, when it boils down to your pocketbook, Trump's looking better and better. Because these people are running all these crazy-ass side issues that maybe 10% of the people...
It's unbelievable. Nobody follows... And I'm sorry, Jeff, if this offends you. Not that I'm saying you are one of these, but I speak about it harshly. If the Democrat Party is going to run on trannies and packing the Supreme Court and lowering the voting age to 16 and socialized medicine and...
We're in trouble.
We're not in trouble because Donald Trump's going to win 42 states. We're not in trouble at all.
Well, the Democrat Party's become a coastal party, and these are all like hobby horses for people on the coast. They're not.
They love trannies on the coast.
It's not going to appeal in an election where you've got to win the Electoral College. It's just not. You may win the popular vote because that's where the population centers are, and they're the more progressive types. But I can't see it working in places like Topeka, Kansas, or Little Rock, Arkansas,
or Madison, Wisconsin. I mean, Madison maybe, but not Wisconsin as a whole.
Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Yeah, right.
Or Racine, there's another city up there somewhere. There's a few. Green Bay. There's got to be more cities up there.
Milwaukee
means the good land in Algonquin. I learned that from Wayne's World. Thanks for your call, Clint.
The nickname for that beer is Old Kildoggy.
Old Milwaukee?
Yeah, it's wretched. You ever had any?
Yeah, what the hell is a fine beer?
Oh, it's horrible.
It's up there with Keystone Light.
Schlitz.
No, Schlitz is terrible.
So is Old Milwaukee.
Not a malt liquor.
Not a malt liquor fan.
Rock gut.
Jet.
You remember the little Mickey's grenades, the little green bottles of Mickey's? Two of those and you're done.
Yeah.
I mean, that, you know, it's like 13% beer.
Can I take issue with you for a minute? You use the word progressives. I'm so tired of people on the left being called progressives. I think Republicans are progressives. Look at the economy.
Right.
That's progress.
The word progressive kind of is becoming a pejorative in certain circles.
I know. That's true.
Well, liberals. And the left tries to steal one of our words. They do this because the Republicans were the progressives in the early 20th century. Teddy Roosevelt, my favorite president, the greatest president we've ever had, was the original progressive. And he was by no means a wacko leftist lunatic. He had some fair ideas here and there, but he was a fantastic president. He was a conservative through and through. He, about, I don't know when it was, but they stole the word progressive. Liberals, the same thing. Liberal used to mean ultra-conservative, you know, almost libertarian. And now liberal means you want to have authoritarian rule. You know, you want it to be Havana or Caracas or Moscow. And I don't know how they get away with doing that. Red Top, you're on the air with Jeff Poor, Jack Campbell, and Baron Coleman.
Hey, fellas. Good morning to you.
Morning, sir.
This is especially for you, Baron. At my house, I'm a lucky person. I have a map room, and I have enjoyed it so much. I have a 6x6 foot map of the world, topographic, 4x5-foot map of the state of Alabama, then a 3x4-foot geopolitical map of the world, and then a 2x3-foot map of the United States. And while I'm watching TV, listening to the radio and everything, I refer to it constantly.
Well, you know, I'm a huge fan of maps. Have I talked about that on the air? Is that why you addressed that specifically to me?
No, but I just sit there and look at them, and all these come from the state. The state have thousands of these.
Yeah, if you go down to archives, they got a tremendous number of maps.
Oh, man, and they're good.
Or is it the transportation highway department?
It's education. These are classrooms.
Regardless,
they have thousands of these things in warehouses all over the place just sitting there. They could give to people.
You're ready to liberate them. Like a bird in a cage.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah.
But, man, I'll tell you, you know, like your kids looking at all these big old maps. I refer to them constantly.
Hey, you know one of my favorite things, and I get lost this way. I'll be in a town I'm not familiar with. And I'll be like, I want some sushi. I want some Indian food. And so you look up on Google Maps, Indian food, Huntsville, Alabama.
Right.
And you'll get three or four places. And you'll zoom in, and then I'll start going up and down the streets. And then I'll zoom out a little bit, and I'll look at the topography around the area. And then I'll go, well, that suburb looks cool. And then I'll, like, fish around the suburb, look at the town center, look at the neighborhood structure, see how it's set up and shaped, think about who was the city planner, because this is brilliant the way that they've used the corridors and the angles of the road. I get lost in a map.
Then, you know, an hour later, you've killed an hour of time doing that.
And
going on Google Street View.
I could have eaten my food and had a full belly.
Yeah, but you learn a lot, and it makes you want to learn.
Agreed.
I have a question for you guys. All this Facebook and all this social media information, what the hell's going to happen to it one day when all this stuff gets broken up? Nobody owns the information that's on any of these things. It belongs to the media companies, right?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. Don't you think that is a crazy scenario?
Hold on. There was a guy, I've mentioned him on air before. His name was Joshua Fairfield. He was a professor of mine at IU, a long time ago. He was a scholar. His area of legal scholarship was, who owns and do you have an ownership interest in, like, the gold you create in these stupid games, your points, these fake internet points you get to shoot people up in these, grown-ass men playing video games. But they end up with, you know, gold coins and points and, you know, I don't know, levels and worlds. I don't play them, obviously. I have no idea what I'm talking about. But his layer of scholarship was, your customer's investing a lot of money and time into developing this. Can you just turn the server off and say we quit? Can you take it away from them and sell it overseas? Because most of the terms of service say they own it, not you. It might be credited at the moment to your account, but they can take it whenever they want.
Yeah, but and how are you ever going to get it back? You never get it back, so there doesn't seem to be any forethought of people giving all this information and doing all this exposure. I just think it's a crazy situation. It's going to be interesting. If they try to break up Facebook, how would they deal with the information?
How would my sister get by? Because every picture she's taken for 10 years, that's how she catalogs pictures.
That's crazy.
She doesn't
save
it on her computer and all that. She saves it to Facebook. What if Facebook says, we're done with the photo albums?
Well, thank you, guys. Thanks. Enjoyed the show, as always.
I always wonder about these media platforms, and I work for two of them that really use Facebook, and they have a very, very, like, the big part of the company is Facebook. What happens when Facebook just says, we're not going to do that anymore? We're tired of you riding our coattails and getting all this web traffic and having all this exposure. We're going to do things our own way.
Isn't it symbiotic, though? Because doesn't Facebook get revenue from your using this platform?
And the thing they're doing, and they're doing this with AL.com with that Reckon division, they're investing in these news outlets all over the country to create their own.
Yeah, but that's
own.
Terrible.
It's awful, but that's what they're doing. They're trying to single out their own, cut out their own niche.
AL.com is trying to make money off of Smug. And I don't know that that's a profitable enterprise.
The problem with AL.com is it's a bunch of guys that think they're worthy of being a Washington Post or New York Times journalist, and they're just not that talented. So they're here slumming it in Alabama, and they have so much disdain for
having to do that. They hate us. They hate Alabamians. I mean, Josh Moon it writes not for AL.com, but for a different outfit. Kyle Whitmire, they do not like Alabama or Alabamians. We're beneath them.
Well, even the reporters that are supposed to be the non-opinion people, yeah. When you just read their copy on like school choice or something, it just comes off so like these Neanderthals, they want to have school choice, or these Neanderthals, they want to have, they want to put restrictions on abortion, you name it, and it's just written with that just disdain for the people in the state.
Trisha, sit tight if you want to join her on hold, 272-9228. Carolyn will be happy to talk to you. Jeff Pours in the studio. Jack Campbell and Baron Coleman are here on a daily basis. We'll be back. We were going to hear from Kim Williams, but she didn't stop by today. But she'll be back later. We'll be back.
Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Get ready for the Million Point Mania at Wind Creek Wetumpka, because we've got millions of bonus points up for grabs. You can earn your entries now through Saturday, March 30th. Then come in every Saturday in March for a chance to win up to 1 million bonus points. It's the Million Point Mania. And it's only at Wind Creek Wetumpka. Find your winning moment.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667. Or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing. A new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
You know, business has been booming at Independent Glass, and they are in need for some fantastic employees. As a matter of fact, Independent Glass is looking for glazers or glass installers. Call them today at 263-2823. That's 263-2823. And they offer medical and dental insurance, paid vacation, and, of course, sick time, drug testing, and a clean driving record. Call them today, Independent Glass, looking for glazers and glass installers. Call them today at 263-2823.
Give me just a little more time, and I'll surely grow. Give me just a little more time, and I'll surely grow. Life's too short to make a mistake. Let's think of each other and hesitate. Young and impatient we may be, there's no need to act foolishly.
Give me just a little more time, Rick Peters. Give us 6 hours, 8 hours. This is a 3-hour radio program. Not enough time. What we need to do is come on about 7 a.m. and leave about 4. Take the whole, or 8 a.m. to 4. Take the middle of the day. Let Greg do drive time in the morning and the afternoon, and Dan can sit in with us for a little bit if he wants. He doesn't need a whole show by himself. It'd be fine. I'm not trying to step on any toes, but I'm just saying we got so much to cover, and we want to talk to our guests, we want to talk to our callers, we want to cover the news. We just need more time. Our number, 272-9228. I mentioned Kim Williams before we went to the break. She's a generous sponsor of the second hour of this program. She was scheduled to stop by today, but she is processing so many home loans over at Alabama Home Mortgage that she did not have time to come in today. She would have had to neglect what's going on at Alabama Home Mortgage. She said, Baron, I just can't do it. By the time I drive down there and get on the radio and then drive back up to the office, I will have customers waiting, people that you've sent me waiting. So I'd rather just work on their stuff. Call her. Right now is a perfect time to call her. She's there. 567-4223. 567-4223. You can refinance your house. You can get a new house. I've done both with Kim Williams in the last 18 months. In fact, my new house payment will not be due until May 1st. I didn't pay March house payment. I didn't pay April house payment. You know how nice that is to be able to stock cash away like that? Woo! Kim Williams can do it for you. 567-4223. You can fill the application out online. ALAHomeMortgage.com. ALAHomeMortgage.com. Her NMLS number 1586368. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
We did have a drive-by, though.
What do you mean?
Brett Lanham.
Brett Lanham heard our spot this morning when we were talking about it and came up to the studio and said, hey.
He did a little drive-by.
Yeah.
But I'd never met him, so it was great.
How have you not met him? He's been on here several times.
Well,
he comes on Thursdays.
Yeah.
And you're not here on Thursdays.
Right.
Yeah, I guess.
I'll be here this Thursday along with like 7 other people.
Yeah, I think Trisha's coming Thursday. Dave's coming Thursday. You could come Thursday.
Because I won't be here Friday.
Why not? You guys filming Friday.
You know, we're trying to tape.
Jack's a TV star. I don't know if you knew this.
Oh, I know.
We're trying to tape the show on Friday so it'll be more current because the legislature's in session.
Yeah, well.
But, man, I like Fridays here because it's the rules. There ain't nairn.
What are the rules on Friday?
There ain't nairn.
There ain't nairn. That's Rule 187, subsection A2D2. The rules on Friday, there ain't nairn. Monday through Thursday, you'll be chastised if you get off topic. So proceed cautiously, Tricia.
But if someone brings up an obscure topic like photos on Facebook, that can be talked about.
Absolutely. Who brought that up? Hey, you know, it's not that you will be chastised Monday through Thursday. You run the risk of being chastised. If I'm entertained by your topic, if it intrigues me, if it amuses me, I'm going to let you run with it. But if you call in and talk about
big cats.
Well, yeah, big cats. Hold on now. That was one of the most entertaining shows we've ever had.
But you banned it from the agenda.
Well, because it took 2 hours. We had 2 hours of big cat sightings on the radio. We had 2 hours of heart pine in old buildings. That was Trisha's fault.
I do have a big cat sighting, but I'll
no,
leave that
no, no, ma'am, no, ma'am.
Private conversations on Thursday.
That is banned until Friday.
All right. So, your sister doesn't need to be put in Facebook. Photos on Facebook to save them there anyway, what you said may happen. But they would reduce the resolution of your photographs, so they take up less room on your server, so they're no longer good to print out or anything after you save them there.
Oh.
So make sure you tell her that.
Well, I'm not telling her anything.
You want me to tell her on Facebook?
Are you her friend?
I can stalk her. No, but I can become. I might be.
Randall is her
friend.
Pretty
funny. I might have sent her a friend request.
Search my last name under Randall's friends and you'll find her.
Under your friends?
Under my friends. That's true. But I probably have more people with my last name than he does.
Oh, that's true. And so, but her name's Casey.
Hey, Trisha. Okay, Trisha. The next time you call from daycare, please put some paragaric on those kids' gums.
Does that make them be quiet?
It knocks them out. It's great.
And
can't find paragaric.
After you do that, bring it up here because we all want some too.
Where do you get that stuff?
In a time machine.
Afghanistan, I think.
Let's just make them more hyper.
Isn't it made from opium?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not good.
Well, you know.
All right, we're going to pick strawberries. Do you want some strawberries?
I sent my wife just yesterday a Facebook notice that strawberries were ripe at a local farm here in town. Don't say the name of the farm on air, obviously, but we don't want to overrun them. We don't want to give them that news and views squeeze of death.
Everybody will get the good strawberries before we do.
That's right. And I sent it to my wife yesterday, and I said, you got to get the kids up there to get strawberries. It was $10 a gallon or something. Something cheap.
It's $9 today.
$9? You must be going to
Bring me some.
Hey, can
I'll bring y'all some.
If you happen to stop by Blue Water Broadcasting, 4101 Wall Street at any point today,
a
barrel of strawberries.
I don't know if I'll make it before y'all leave. So
yeah, well, there's always tomorrow. Thursday. You'll be here Thursday.
I'll be there Thursday.
Okay. See
you. You don't have to buy them. All right. Bye.
Bye. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. 27 minutes after 10 o'clock. What we found is people who make good guests, regular recurring guests, are your callers. So we don't mind bringing them in every
Bringing
day.
Them in studio.
Randall has done in studio work before.
Putting the name with the face.
Yeah.
With the name.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. It's an easy way to snag a guest. You don't have to work your Rolodex.
No, well, some of these guys are divas, and you gotta move the heaven.
You're
and,
looking at one.
Who?
Oh, nobody.
Carolyn.
I will say this about Baron Coleman. I've asked him to come on two times, and he has been just the easiest to work with to get on my radio show.
Are you listening to that, enemies of Baron Coleman? He's easy to work with. Do you have enemies yet? You will.
Yeah. Well,
you will.
I'm trying to make peace with my enemies I made in the past.
Yeah, I don't do that.
So, like, now that I'm gonna be the good cop up there.
Ah, come on. It's more fun to be the bad cop.
You got John Bolton over here and Henry Kissinger right here.
I just want to bomb the hell out of everybody. No, it's not true, though. But, you know, my philosophy on this is we have a very highly rated program. In a time slot that they told us in Montgomery would not work for talk radio. Pretty much everybody I talked to, and I said, we're going to do talk radio in Montgomery from 9 to noon. They said, don't do that. You know, hold out for drive time that doesn't work in the midday in Montgomery. But then I pointed out that Dan Morris had been successful midday and created a following, and that I think we could do the same in the mornings, what he's done in the mid-afternoons. But as you do it, there are people who don't like your success. Because they've either had a talk radio career and failed, or, you know, just for whatever reason, they don't like you. And, you know, they're your best listeners because they're there from 9 to noon. I just hope they get a ratings book because they're there from 9 to noon every single day, or in your case, 2 to 5. The people who hate you the worst. Here's another trick of the trade. When someone emails your boss to say they're never listening again, that person will never turn your show off again, ever. The person who's truly never going to listen again doesn't tell you about it. They just leave.
Well, I took over for a guy. He ended his syndication on that 2 to 5 slide, and there was a lot of upset people when this host went away.
Yeah.
He was a Cumulus host, and he went away, and then... It was Phil Valentine.
Oh, he's up in Nashville. Is he still doing it?
So he's not syndicated. He's just doing the local show now. Just Nashville now.
Wow.
And that opened that time up. I mean, I was going to get a slot on that radio station anyway, but when he went away, I took over. People were like, what happened to
Phil? Who the hell are you?
Yeah, who is this guy?
We got a lot of that the first week. Who are you people? What are your names?
So there's a lot of those emails and people calling up, what happened to Phil when they call in, you know?
I remember when I grew up on talk radio. I love talk radio. I was even as a rebellious teenager, I would listen to talk radio, a rebellious college student listening to talk radio. And I remember... Gosh, it had to be early on in Sean Hannity's run when he had just gone national. And I was listening to him, and somebody called and said, hey, you're my inspiration. I'm from Huntsville. I listened to you when you were local. Now you're national. I'm going to start my own talk radio show, and I'm going to send you a copy of the first episode. And he said, oh, God, please don't. And the guy said, why? He said, don't. He said, send me a copy of your 2-year anniversary show. He said, because it takes you a couple years to figure this thing out, and your first episode is going to be terrible. So I went down in the archives a couple years ago and listened wall-to-wall to our first 2 episodes, 6 hours of radio.
We were struggling.
Oh, my God. It was the worst show I've ever heard. We had no personality. There was no rhythm. We were talking all over each other. It was awful radio. And there were people like Randall who listened on that first day and have listened every day since.
Well, my struggle is like, you need more energy, Jeff. You got to give them more of your personality.
Are you like Jeb Bush?
You got to give them more. Yeah, low energy Jeff here.
You low energy give them, Jeff.
Let them know you a little bit better. Tell them a little bit about you. And I mean, like, I bore myself with myself, so yeah, you know how it is.
It's a little bit of self-promotion in radio, as Jack can attest. That's unusual.
One thing I'll say,
I have trouble promoting myself.
A lot of these guys that are really good at it, they're very comfortable listening to their own voice.
Yeah,
I haven't quite gotten there where I'm like, I can listen to my own show.
You will. Do you go back, and I guess this is advice for anybody who wants to do podcasting or radio or anything else. Do you ever go back and listen to just an hour uninterrupted of your own show?
Every now and then, but like it's just
I do it weekly.
And so busy.
Yeah, but find an hour. Do it every week. Listen to the way you come into a break. Listen to the way you come out of a break. Listen to the way you introduce guests. Listen to how often you mention your name so that people driving through town or tuning in for the first time know what they're listening to. Listen for the way you bring up a story, bring up a new story, and how you close out a story and bring in a caller and how you close out a call. Just do those things. You'll become more comfortable with yourself, and when you start listening to yourself that way, it'll be weird at first because you are your worst critic, and you'll be like, the reason you probably don't do it, you don't want to say this on air, is because you're not comfortable listening to yourself, and you'll think, how does anyone listen to Jeff Poor Radio Show? This is terrible. It's not. I've listened to
it. But you
now.
Listen to the when you hear yourself talk in your head, and you hear yourself talk on the microphone.
Totally different.
Totally
yeah,
different.
It is.
Totally
big different.
Time different.
Yeah.
It's funny. You go places and people hear your voice and say, are you Jeff?
Not yet.
They will.
Oh, it happened.
A few places,
it happened to me yesterday. It happened to me yesterday at Costco. I was walking, talking on my phone, walking down an aisle, and somebody came over and grabbed my arm and said, are you Baron Coleman? I said, yeah. He goes, I listen to you every single day. He's like, I'm glad to put a face with your name.
If I introduce myself as Jeff Poor, oh, you're the guy on the radio. I'll get that. But I haven't gotten the people that come up to me and says, I know your voice from somewhere.
You will.
You know?
You will. It happens multiple times
a week.
And
at first you're like, why do you want to know?
Are you a debt collector? You have a recording? Are you a private investigator hired by political enemies? Let's do this. Take a break. I want to bring in the topic that we told you guys. Now, we have a way of doing this here in Montgomery, Jeff. I'm sure you do it up in Huntsville. We tell people days or even weeks, sometimes months ahead of time, what's going to happen in the news. And then they sit back and watch, and it turns out we're right. It happens a lot that way. It happened again here recently. I told you guys in the last few weeks something that's going to happen. And there's a press conference, I think, taking place right now, announcing what I told you was going to happen. Yep, exactly. Right now. Just kicked off 2 minutes ago. That's why I held it till 10:30. When we get back from the break, I'll tell you what it is, and you guys will see. Donald Trump is not the only one with a time machine. Sometimes Jack and Baron look ahead and tell you what the news is going to be. That's why you listen to News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Between 9 and noon, Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman, Jeff Poor is in. Carolyn's in if you want to call 272-9228.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
Turn to the experts at AC by Luke Choir and Carrier to save up to $1,650 on a new Carrier AC and heating system, or get interest-free financing up to 72 months. Plus, get a one-year maintenance agreement with a 10-year parts and labor warranty with approved credit. Contact AC by Luke Choir for details. ACbyLuqueChoir.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
Hello, folks. We are with Bill with Circle C Trailers, and he's located out Highway 82, just outside of Prattville. Business has been fantastic for you ever since you've been on Bama Country. You're getting calls from all over the place, but I want you to step up and tell them exactly, you know, what kind of trailers do you sell, and do you do service and sales on those trailers?
Thanks, Dr. Sam. Yes, we have all types of trailers, from equipment haulers to enclosed trailers, utility trailers, dump trailers. We have the best prices there is on enclosed trailers. We also do service and repairs on our trailers or anybody else's trailers. And anybody that comes in between now and the end of March, we will give them a 10% discount off our labor prices. Brakes, axles, name it, we do it. We get calls from all over the state. We dedicate our service to our customers.
Thanks, Bill. Call Circle C Trailer today if you need service or sales. 334-301-9520.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. I'm happy to say our nice weather pattern will continue for the next several days. For today, cool sunshine, but another mostly sunny day, a high temperature in the middle 60s. Tonight, mostly clear, chilly. We'll go down to 38 by first thing on Wednesday morning. Actually, tomorrow is the first day of spring. Sunshine warmer, high 67. Spring officially starting, 4:58 p.m., the vernal equinox. And how about a full moon on Wednesday night, too? Thursday, high temperature, maybe close to 70, but I think we'll be in the low 70s. Friday in the mid-70s, Saturday, a nearly perfect pattern. Meanwhile, though, the pollen count still in the high range right on through the end of the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Make you want to pull out a spliff of some really brown 1970s weed and wear bell bottoms? I don't know what will. I want to spin around on roller skates in a club. I mean, don't you? This is amazing. All right, guys, welcome back in. 272-9228 if you want to get in. My friends over at 4 Healthy Pets, they got some dynamite specials going on this week where you buy food and you get... I have to go today. Guys, you cannot let me forget to go to 4 Healthy Pets today. In fact, when we go to the break, I'm going to have Siri remind me around 1 o'clock to go by there. I am out of food. I put the last victual in the bowl this morning, and my dog Molly will not be satisfied if I come home with no food. But go buy 4 Healthy Pets when you get a chance. Guys, these people, Teresa she's the American dream. She is what everybody wants to be when they grow up. She started a business from scratch with her own hands just based on an idea and some hard work and dedication and some product knowledge. And she's created one of the great dog food, cat food, grooming, pet accessories businesses in the entire River region. They're on Atlanta Highway, right up the hill from Faulkner University. If you're looking at Faulkner University, their main entrance, look up the hill to the left where the Healthwise Foods Shopping Center, the Village East Shopping Center is. That's where 4 Healthy Pets is. Amber and Teresa do a dynamite job over there, a dynamite job, and I highly recommend you get in there. They are buoyant with personality and product knowledge and everything else. And while you're there, tell them we said, hey, you want to check out any hours of operation, phone number and all that, go to their website, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. Teresa and Amber over at 4 Healthy Pets. Get by there when you get a chance.
Hey, did you see where Jay Lewis died?
No.
The attorney in WSFA?
No.
He died, yeah.
How?
I don't know.
He's not very old. Or he wasn't. Not old
at
all.
He was 72. Yeah, that's not real old.
Man.
Anyway.
That makes me feel old because he was like 55 when I started practicing law.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway. I don't know the details.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
That's terrible. All right. Jack is the obituary man. He's your drive-by obituary. He'll do it in the middle of a segment. He'll see one and be like, did you see?
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, I knew Jay. God, I knew Jay for years and years.
Hey, someone with a Montgomery Advertiser subscription or some extra free articles to go through, send me a copy of the Morris D's SPLC piece that's up today. So just screen cap it and text it to me or send it to my Facebook page.
They're sending in a... racial and gender expert.
Yeah, I'd like to read that. I'd like to read that. Because
they need more than that, if you ask me.
Well, we'll talk about that.
Yeah,
later.
I don't like
Jeff Poor is our guest. He's from WVNN up in Huntsville, Alabama. He's been a writer for everywhere, it seems like. The Daily Caller. Oh, not there anymore. Yellowhammer News, Breitbart. He's an editor over at Breitbart News. And the Lanyap down in Mobile, as well as being talk radio royalty up in Huntsville.
David, I don't know about royalty.
Royalty. No, listen, hold on, Jeff. Talk radio is about puffery. It's about puffery. Now, we truly are a highly rated
radio show. I'll show anybody that asks about it the rating. I've had to do that recently because I said we were highly rated, and somebody said, I don't know, I read on Facebook, you got a bunch of bums listening and nobody actually listens. So I showed them our ratings. They're like, holy mackerel, those are really high ratings. They are really high ratings, you know, double digits in some key demographics. But you got to let people know. Because if royalty. You don't, nobody else will. You're royalty, Jeff. You're royalty. David is royalty in terms of callers.
Yeah, well, your bumper music ratings just dropped from an A to a B minus. Oh, that Leo Stare crap.
No, that's good. That is good stuff, David.
Make me want to throw up my breakfast.
Oh, come on. You can picture Kimi Räikkönen taking turn 7 to that, right?
Yeah. Hey, did you see where Lewis Hamilton visited the Johnson Space Center in Houston?
No, when?
Yesterday.
How?
And was asking the astronauts if they believe that we really landed on the moon.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Lewis, what was Lewis Hamilton doing in Houston? They raced in Australia last week. They're going to be in Houston next.
I have no clue, but he was there. I read an article this morning about it.
I am going to look that up. I'm going to look that up.
It was
That's
pretty
dynamite.
Funny.
Hey, so David.
Yes.
Have we?
Yes, we have.
Okay. Well, you sound authoritative, Carolyn. I'll have Randall call back and I'll ask him the same question.
Yeah, definitely so. We have landed on the moon.
You don't know that for a fact. You're taking other people's word for it.
Hey, I got a friend whose sister's an astronaut or was an astronaut.
Well, ask her.
So, hey, you know the funny, do you remember the movie Dumb and Dumber where he's in the bar and goes to leave to meet the girl and sees about the newspaper article that's framed next to the door that about landing on the moon? He stops and goes, no way! He walks out the door and starts yelling at everybody, we landed on the moon!
Well,
that was so funny.
I tell you what, I need to see that. You know, he's not the only one, though. One of the NBA players went all flat earther recently.
Oh, yeah, there's several
was it
people.
Barron? It was... when Baron Davis, now he does, and actually wrote this story for Breitbart years ago, Baron Davis said he was abducted by aliens. Now, he doesn't play in the NBA anymore. Apparently, when they abduct you, they take your basketball talent.
Yeah. Take your man card.
Yeah, exactly.
And vaporize it.
Yeah.
So,
apparently, he was abducted by aliens. So, Steph Curry was the one. Well, Steph Curry was asking about landing on the moon, I think.
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
He was. You're right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, a couple weeks ago.
I guess something about signing $100 million contracts or $200, $300
messes
million
contracts. Messes with your brain.
You start to question. I think, honestly, Lewis Hamilton looks out and says, they pay me $50 million a year to drive in circles 20 days a year.
Yeah.
And Steph Curry probably says, they pay me $300 million over 7 years to dribble a basketball.
Yeah.
The earth may not be round. I don't know we went to the moon. There are real questions I have in my life right now. But
what is it with people when they come into money that they, like, lose their mind? It's like common sense goes out the window.
I'm not sure that can be true across the board. There's some very wealthy, pretty based people out there.
Yeah.
Donald J. Trump, for one.
Yeah, but not celebrities.
I don't know. Donnie T. was quite the celebrity before he became president.
He was. But he earned his. I mean, you know.
And now he's the God Emperor of the United States. So, I mean,
that's right. Exactly. So, moved up in the world. So. Anyway.
Yeah, thanks.
Check it out. Bye.
I'm going to check that out. Lewis Hamilton. And I'm more amazed he was in the United States than he was doubting we would land on the moon.
You know
who Lewis Hamilton is?
He's a Formula One driver.
He's the most famous, maybe the best of all time.
British.
You follow Formula One?
A little bit.
Do you really?
Not enough to. Not on your level.
Did you watch Australia the other night at midnight?
No.
Oh, come on.
I'm not like a. I'm a NASCAR guy, but I used to like to watch the Formula One races.
I'm glad.
Like the big ones, the Monacos, and the
You get up early and watch Monaco
on the Memorial Day.
Yeah. How about that? I'm impressed. This Jeff Ford.
Well, that was
me more
Monaco 8500 and
the Coca-Cola Cylinder.
Yeah,
it's the best day in the year, as far as I'm concerned. The two best races of the year, and then you get to watch taxicabs turn in circles after all the open wheel racing is done. Randall, have we been to the moon?
No, sir.
I didn't think so either.
I ain't got the names with me, but let me just tell you, the dude, if one's still living, and he, and even his daughter, he gets a brand new Chevrolet every year. His daughter gets a brand new Chevrolet every year. They keep this man so busy. He don't have time to even think. They got him telling the story over and over. They don't let him breathe, man. This poor old man, they got him running around. He looks like he's 90 years old. I know he can't
Which one are you? One of the people that landed on the moon?
Yeah.
Allegedly? Jeff is from Huntsville, where they have rockets. He can't come out against this.
Let me tell you, his buddy.
He's got to toe the company line on this one.
I got a vested interest here. a lot of employees tied to the space business. Listen to the Jeff Poor Show.
Let me tell you, they are heroes. Because look, it had to be pulled off. If Russia did not know we landed on the moon, brother, we wouldn't be here right now. Because they would be on there dropping nukes on top of that baby. I promise you, they had the plan. I mean, you know, we kidnapped that dude and we put him in a basement up in Huntsville. Ain't nobody stupid, and they didn't let him do what he was supposed to do. And I mean, even the man's buddy that's still alive that didn't get picked to go tonight, he was clowning on him. He said he was a cowboy. They picked a cowboy. He couldn't even hit a bomb. He couldn't land on the ship. He fell off the ship one time. I mean, he didn't kill him because he parachuted out. But he was a good looking man. But he was loose on his heels. He was wide open. They got this man paid. They got his family paid. But we needed it. We had to land on the moon. They are heroes. Everybody is heroes. We had to make it.
Hey, listen. The same heroes, the same measure of hero that said we landed on the moon and pulled that whole heist off are the same measure of heroes that said we killed Osama bin Laden. We didn't kill Osama bin Laden. We kidnapped him. He's alive somewhere giving us all the Al-Qaeda secrets. Why would we kill the guy? Either that or he's a CIA asset from the beginning. Our number, 272922. Sometimes, Jeff, we got to let your crazy hang out.
Man, got that tinfoil hat.
Well,
all shined up.
Let me tell you something. When you watch the news long enough and you see through all the stuff, you start to doubt everything. I mean, if you can believe the Hillary Clinton campaign colluded with Russia, truly did collude with Russia, hired Glenn Simpson and Fusion GPS, who actually used active Kremlin assets to build a dossier against Trump, and then Trump is being investigated for Russian collusion? Maybe we didn't land on the moon. Maybe Osama bin Laden's alive.
I'll concede the first part of your assertion there.
It's lunacy. It's lunacy.
I have to defend this every single day.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
People trust the 2019 Subaru Outback for off-road adventure because it's so capable and durable. That's also what makes it such a smart investment. The Outback was named Best Resale Value in its class for 2019 by Kelley Blue Book. So come in during the Subaru A Lot to Love event and get financing as low as 0% for 36 months or 0.9 for up to 72 months on a 2019 Subaru Outback at Montgomery Subaru. Vehicle's projected resale value is specific to 2019 model year. More information, visit www.kbb.com. Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company Incorporated. Montgomery Subaru.
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Cup like this, I get thirsty, but I also want to buy real estate. The Goodson Group. 551-0225. You can check out Bo Goodson online, thegoodsongroup.com. My friend Christy just got hired over there. Go ask her about real estate. She took his real estate class, sailed through. She's brilliant. Sailed through, and then now's hired over at the Goodson Group. That's the quality of people they hire over there. Bo Goodson has been in real estate 40-plus years. It doesn't surprise me that a guy like that can attract and retain top talent. 551-0225, thegoodsongroup.com. You can get on the Goodson Group anytime you want. Goodsongroup.com website. Look for houses. They can help you buy a house, sell a house, or both. Sometimes you buy and sell a house at the same time, like within a month of each other. They can help you manage your real estate if you want to do that. If you want to manage your real estate, you got investment property, but you don't want to have to hassle around screening clients and all that. Go to the Goodson Group, 551-0225, Bo Goodson, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or check them out online, thegoodsongroup.com. 8 minutes now to the top of the hour. Carolyn is here shagging your phones. Jeff Poor is here visiting from Huntsville, Alabama. He's on WVNN from 2 to 5.
Or today he's Poor Jeff.
Having to listen to us?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. No.
Next time I invite Jeff in, he's going to say, well, I'm busy that day.
I always learn a lot from other hosts, like right now. I just how you do your live read and your segues, and it's all.
And how you learn what not to do, what not to say.
You need a sidekick.
It's all show business, right? I do need a sidekick.
It's theater. It's theater. And people don't understand that. Radio's theater. What we do is real. I mean, we read real stories. We give real commentary. I believe what I say. I don't make stuff up for the radio. Some people do. It's an act. But there's a theatrical component to it. If it's not entertaining or informative, they're not going to show up.
I mean, I was a print guy, and then when I first got started doing it, I approached it like I was writing a story. Can't do that.
No.
You gotta be, you know, flamboyant or whatever. Yeah. You know, you gotta show some pizzazz.
That's why we're the highest rated talk radio show around.
And the key to a sidekick is don't pay him.
Yeah, that's true.
Let him come in whenever he wants to.
There's a lot of truth to this, Jeff. Are you listening? Take notes.
So you do a casting call for a sidekick.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And when you get down to, if you look down on section D down here, the pay is zero.
Zero.
Everybody leaves, and then Jack is sitting there. He's like,
Right, you don't pay them anything. You let them come in when they want to, and they're a smartass.
You invite them in 5 days a week for 15 hours. And if you can get them 3 or 4 days a week for like 9 to 10 hours, you're good.
It's a victory.
It's a victory. Alabama State Senator to propose lottery Tuesday. I warned you guys this was coming.
Why
I told
you. Warn us?
Because
is that a warning?
What they're going to tie to it, amigos. They're going to tie to it. They're looking. The lottery's bringing in additional revenue. Right now, we're as flush as we've ever been in the state of Alabama. There's so much money in the education budget. They're talking about cutting the grocery tax to give a refund to people because they're like, wait, we don't know how to spend all this money. We have so much money in the education budget, we don't know what to do with it. So we're going to maybe cut a penny off your grocery tax, give you $300 million back because we just robbed $300 million from you at the gas pump. That's how flush we are in Alabama right now. But they're looking for more money. So they're looking for a lottery pro. What might they want to pay for more money? I warned you guys. I told you. I said if the Democrats vote in unison, or mostly unison, for this gas tax, you're going to see a lottery funding Medicaid expansion.
Right.
I warned you. I told you this was coming. Jim McClendon is having a press conference probably now. It started around 10:30. But if I know Jim McClendon, he just got up. And he's making his way to the State House now to do his
press conference. And Jim's a good guy.
He is. He's a former eye doctor whose last great piece of legislation he dropped was trying to make you have to have a prescription to get reading glasses.
Right.
Well, he voted against the gas tax.
He sure did.
To his credit, he did.
But he also sponsored a lottery bill when all this Medicaid and gas tax stuff wasn't going on.
He did. He did that as well, and he's been consistent across the board. But I'm telling you right now, the lottery will get traction this time.
That's the promise they made to the Democrats.
It is. It's the promise they made to the Democrats. We're going to give you the lottery. We're going to give you Medicaid expansion. We're going to give you the gas tax. And a little known fact, don't wait until the last 4 or 5 days of the legislative session to watch medical marijuana zoom through. That is a real prospect this session. A real, real prospect. They've got a lot of people behind it pushing it and are ready to see it happen. I myself am a fan. I met with the bill's sponsor and asked him to include a few fake health maladies there so we can all qualify.
Glaucoma acting up again.
Well, I told him, I said, what are you going to put on that list there? And he read through a whole long list. He said, we got some doctor that's helped us develop the list. I said, is asthma on there? And he said, no, why? And I pulled my inhaler out and he goes, we'll get it on there. He said, we'll get it on there. So anyway, yeah, medical marijuana may be coming as well. This is your Republican supermajority.
It's no longer
pot, increased taxes.
It's no longer ideological. It's just totally one party rule, and that's what you get.
It's amazing watching it happen. I mean, you were in the state in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
The big takeover. We're going to have conservative government, honesty, openness, transparency.
Storming the State House.
Man, did that thrill.
Three top executives have either gone to jail or been removed from office.
Yes. Since the 2010 supermajority takeover, we've lost the Speaker of the House, the Governor, and the Supreme Court Chief Justice.
Yeah.
I mean, it's uncanny.
Now that we're in this one-party state, the Democrats just go along with the Republicans so they can get a bone
every now and then.
Thrown at them, yeah.
I mean, they wanted Medicaid expansion. They wanted it badly. And it's going to cost several $100 million a year. Well, they say, well, you know, we've done this very unpopular gas tax increase because we had a bunch of donors that wanted us to pass this. So now we got to go throw some red meat to our base, but we still owe the Democrats their promises. So look for some wild-ass red meat to come down the pike. I mean, wild. But medical marijuana surprisingly polls very high among both parties. The lottery polls 70%+ in both parties. And so these are easy things where you can bring everybody together and make them forget you raised their gas tax.
What are you hearing on the grocery tax?
Well, I heard they're going to pull a penny off of it.
I heard they're going to do some of the AEAs. Going to really, really fight it because they don't want the money taken from education. They want lottery money and grocery tax money.
Good luck.
So that's going to be the big next big political theater we're going to endure in the legislature.
AEA, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. Good luck.
I mean, they're not the AEA of yesterday, but they're not your daddy's AEA, but they're still going to put up a fight.
They'll put up a fight, but they tried to do what trial lawyers did, which is basically become Republicans. The difference is the National Trial Organization is letting them do it. The NEA is not. And when they try to start playing footsie with some of these other issues, the NEA came in and tried to put the hammer down on it. Guys, get to Miss Dot over at Eastbrook Flea Market Antique Mall. She's on Coliseum Boulevard just off the Atlanta Highway. She is, without a doubt, one of the most talented people in the entire state of Alabama. How do I know that? Because she has 200 different vendors spread out over 60,000 square feet on 3 air-conditioned and heated floors over at Eastbrook Flea Market Antique Mall. And the place runs like a top. I mean, it hums. I mean, it's just absolutely perfect over there. You don't even realize you're going from one vendor to the next. It's easy. They have everything. She likes to say, if they don't have it, you don't need it. I believe that. I don't believe that. You a fan of vintage vinyl?
I am.
They've got vintage vinyl. They've got antiques. They've got furniture, the way furniture was meant to be built before we started outsourcing everything to China and buying particle board. They've got real furniture, dishes, cast ironware, antiques, collectibles. Everything you could ever imagine is at Eastbrook Flea Market Antique Mall. Go by there, and while you're there, knock on that door that says Miss Dot. Peek your head in there and tell her, I heard Barron talking about you. And he said you were nice. Is he lying? And she'll prove that I'm not lying. I don't lie to you. Your humble host would never lie to you.
Think
The Grand Mufti, Miami, not the Grand Muffin Top. The Grand Mufti. We'll be back.
I never tried to make you think or let you see one thing for yourself. But now you're off with someone else.